What they're talking about. They're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and the full energy is flowing. They've trained their body into strength and agility and precision, and when they allow the energy that creates worlds to flow through them, the strength and precision of that which they are about is what you all make big things about. In other words, they are the masters of the sport, or the masters of the music, or the masters of the art, or the masters of the poetry, or the masters of the science, or the masters of the mathematics. And we say, you all have access to infinite intelligence. You just got to open that vortex and let it flow toward what's important to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. So how is that?
Great.
Are you feeling a little frisky?
Yes.
Good morning. I would like to continue with the vortex. I'm doing energy and alignment with people. And
now, wait. Slowly and loudly into the microphone.
Closer?
A little closer and a little slower.
Okay. I'm doing alignment, energy alignment with people, and when I attune to them, I feel the same feeling what you just brought us through. And it feels wonderful, and it feels almost it's much broader and in a way simpler perspective of the energy of the people. But I cannot find the words to explain to them what happened. Because it seems to be that this is a place that there is no language.
Well, you know, isn't that interesting that humans want there to be language about everything?
Mm.
In other words, you can't just enjoy that ice cream cone, you need to talk about it. And it's just not all that necessary. Mm-hmm. And we have never seen one of you find a word that even began to measure up mm-hmm. with the translation that your tongue is giving. Mm-hmm. But then you're so interested in somebody else understanding what your tongue is getting, that you try to give them words to describe it, and oh, you fall short.
Mm-hmm.
And with the ice cream cone, we don't see too many of you. There are some of you, well, quite a few of you here, who take that ice cream cone from person to person and insist that they have a lick. I licked it, I like it, now you lick it, you'll like it. And unless you lick it and like it, I'm not really going to lick it and like it as much as I was licking it and liking it. Because now that I think about it, I'm not sure how good it really was. And if they should lick it and not like it, then what would you do? 100 people have licked and not liked this cone. What was I thinking? What was I thinking? And, well, we think you're getting what we're getting at here. In other words, mm-hmm. there is this tendency to care so much about the feedback that you get from others mm-hmm. that there's a frustration that you can't always communicate with mm-hmm. them. And that's one of the things that we like so much about getting you to individually tune into who you really are. Your words were wonderful. You talked about the simplicity of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't say the word, but you were reaching for the word of the knowing of it, the knowledge of it, the beingness of it, you see. And we just want you to be so involved in your own alignment that through that example, you inspire others to seek their own alignment. And then just lick your own ice cream cones and leave everybody else alone.
There is another part, like when I do attunement with people.
We hear your beeper.
I feel